Willkommen zu einer neuen Podcast-Folge des Long Drive Podcast. Es geht um Technik, Speed und einen Blick hinter die Kulissen der Long Drivers European Tour. Mein Name ist Martin Borgmeier, auch bekannt als Full Beard Long Drives. Warum? Ganz einfach, weil ich einen Vollbart habe, lange Drives schlage. Und jetzt geht's los. Yeah, so guys, this is the first time ever I recorded a podcast episode in English, as obviously Jordan's from Britain and Mr. Jordan Lee Brooks on the interview is currently number 3 in Europe, hitting a very, very long ball. And I mean, he's fluent in German, but not too good to record a podcast episode. So, and I hope you don't mind the background noises too much, as we've been on the way back from Hungary to Germany to catch Jordan's flight back to Birmingham. So yeah, guys, enjoy.
So I'm now in the car on the way back to Germany from Hungary, from the Hungarian LDT event, and I'm in the car with Mr. Jordan Lee Brooks, the big rig, and he's just become the first European putting champion. So Jordan, my first question to you: what do you think? You just won the European putting event. What do you like more, putting or long drive?
Well, I much prefer putting. I do not lose. I have a 100% success rate, whereas long drive, not so good. I suck.
You obviously don't, yeah, as you're in third position in Europe at the moment on the ranking. So, Jordan, so this week was the Hungarian event, and next week you probably do the Burgwedel event, yeah. I hope.
Yeah.
And the week after, there's the Munich event,
yeah.
So the LDT
yeah.
event, so the two-stop in Munich. So I guess preparation is key.
Yeah.
So how do you prepare for an event? It doesn't matter if it's now the LDT event or the Burgwedel event. It's a long drive event.
Yeah.
So what's your special preparation for that?
My normal preparation would be go to the gym a couple of times a week, focus a lot on flexibility, staying loose, some speed work with the speed sticks. And then down the range, just focus on technique, just keep trying to find the middle of the club place as much as I can.
So how do you mix between practice sessions on the range, gym sessions and flexibility work? What's your mixture?
I would probably do more flexibility work. I think that's my strong suit. That's what I'm good at. So that would be probably 40%, then probably 40% at the range, and then 20% gym work, just maintaining strength and trying to build a bit of strength too.
So the other 50% are in online, right?
Work.
Yeah. So 150%.
Yeah,
which is good. Yeah. So Jordan, now you're at an event, you're playing your first set.
Yeah.
So do you have a special game plan for a set? Obviously it's 6 balls.
Yeah.
Do you hit all the same? Do you do it differently? What's your game plan for a set?
No, I'm not a long driver that goes flat out and 100% each ball. Early on in the set, I'll hit a couple, let's say at 85%, like a grid finder, just to get a bit of confidence, hitting one on the grid, setting myself a number, and then try and build from there. So if I hit 2 or 3 balls, try and find the grid, and then go big after that.
And when do you switch clubs? I've seen you switching clubs a couple of times.
Yeah. So once I feel happy with the number I've set, I will change to a slightly stronger club. Because I swing the grid finder a bit slower, I play with a slightly softer shaft, still with the 4-degree head, but just a slightly softer shaft, just because I think it works better with a softer shaft.
Yeah, okay. And now, for those people who don't know, you broke one of your clubs in Hungary. So let's see if you get a new club to Brookville, but I think so, right?
Yeah.
So, Jordan, we're just half through the season.
Yeah.
I think, almost. What do you think of your season so far? Obviously, it's your first professional season.
Yeah.
And what are your goals for the rest?
Relatively new to long drive. Only 5 events through. Happy with the progress so far. 2 podium finishes. Maybe would have liked 1 or 2 more. Haven't got the win yet, but I feel confident. Still, a few events left. I'm sure I'll still get the win.
So, Jordan, you're relatively new to long drive, you said, right? So, how did you actually get into long drive?
Well, always played golf, hit the ball a relatively long way, a bit further than average. Being on TrackMan, looked at the numbers I was putting up, let's say 140 club speed, 200 ball speed with playing driver, yeah,
that's fast.
And then had a look onto the World Tour, and the numbers were fairly similar. So had a look into possible events in Europe, and yeah, found the long drivers tour. So that's how we done it.
And then you've seen your numbers,
yeah,
which were pretty good. So like 200 ball speed is massive. Most of the guys on tour, I guess, don't even need to 200 ball speed with their long drive.
No.
Yeah. So did you change anything? Did you look for a coach, a special coach, long drive coach, and what did you change then?
Yes. So the coaching's been a big help. I see Lee Cox, who is also your coach.
Yeah.
Also coaches Joe Miller, 2-time world champion. He's been such a big help. From going to see Lee the first time, having angle attack like 6 down,
like minus 6. That's like a 5-iron or 7-iron. Yeah. Wedge.
To then 3 months later, it's 10 up. Positive 10, which just makes such a difference. Being able to launch the ball lower spin, and also ball speed now up to 212 mile an hour, just makes such a difference. With the ball flight technique is key, even in long drive.
So you're talking technique now. So what are your swing thoughts like during a set, or when you address the ball? Is there anything special you think?
Obviously from practice you get into the rhythm, you know your feeling, the swing feelings, it starts to become natural. But on the tee during a set, I'll have just one thought, and that's if I get my trigger movement right, the rest of the swing just follows, just from the practice that I've done. So it just sort of all keeps it together. But yeah, need to get that trigger movement.
So what is it? What is it like, your trigger movement?
A trigger movement, it's just like a push down into the floor through the left side of my left leg.
Yeah.
Push down, and then it just sets the body in motion. So I have to try and work up and to the right-hand side.
Okay.
For the top of my swing. That's where it's a big power source for me. So yeah, that first movement gets my swing where I want it to be.
So you try to get your weight on the right side, right?
Weight on the right side,
your right leg. Okay, so now we're through the comp. We're on our way back home.
Yeah.
For you, you're now going to Munich with us.
Yeah.
Then with a train to Stuttgart.
Yeah.
Then flying to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Then probably take the car to your home, right?
Yeah.
And then what do you do right after a comp?
So yeah, today is a travel day, also a rest day. I have a tournament possibly next week, but definitely 2 weeks' time in Munich. so I'll probably have a rest day tomorrow, Monday, and then get back to the routine on Tuesday, start hitting balls again, because, yeah, the grind never stops. Just keep on top of it, and yeah, keep finding the club face.
So is it a difference if you have a comp or several comps in such a short time frame, like an event every weekend, to if you prep for an event that's 4 weeks away?
I guess not. I think if there's a tournament every week,
yeah,
you have your rest day, and then maybe focus more on hitting balls at the range.
Yeah.
Because you just need to keep on top of it. Whereas if you have, let's say, one tournament, then 4 weeks off, then another tournament, you could maybe not hit as many balls, but get to the gym, increase your strength, because then you still have 2 or 3 weeks to prepare on the range, so you don't lose any of your feeling in terms of swinging the club and whatnot. But yeah, I think if there's tournaments week on week, more hitting balls, maybe less of the gym.
Okay, so one more question regarding track and ball.
Yeah.
So you talked like angle of attack,
yes,
spin, and club spin,
yeah,
is key. So is there anything else you focus on with track? Is it like, do you also have a look at spin loft or stuff? Or is it just get the ball speed up, get the spin rate low, angle of attack up, and let's set it?
Yeah, so the big numbers, in my opinion, for long drive, not necessarily club speed, but ball speed. Ball speed,
yeah,
is a lot more important. For example, if you swing 145.
So what was your highest club speed so far?
Club speed, 146.
146.
Yeah, 212 ball speed. So it's no good hitting high club speeds if you don't get the ball speed as well. Because if your ball speed isn't that high, the spin is then too high as well.
Yeah.
But if you have a lower club speed with good ball speed, you're maximising the numbers. So your spin rate will be low, your launch will be good, which is where you'll maximise your distance. So you've still got to try and find the middle of the club face. Spin loft is good. It's a number I'll try and knock out as low as possible if I can, maybe 3 or 4 spin loft. And I also look at apex of the flight.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so
the highest point, right?
Yeah, at the highest point. Because if you have wind conditions, you need to know how to fly the ball.
Yeah.
Let's just say if you hit into a headwind, you need to know what works for you to try and knock the ball flight down a little bit,
yeah,
but still maintaining the low spin.
Yeah.
To try and get the best out of the ball flight for the different conditions.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, and it works, actually, as you've hit the longest ball once, right?
Yeah.
Which event was it?
It was the Belgium 8 LDET.
Conditions weren't too good? It was into the wind, right?
Windy, soft, and a bit of rain too, but still got one at 383 yards.
383. That,
yeah,
was a big number.
It was a big bomb.
These conditions, yeah, it was a big bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're on your way back to Pritam.
Pritam.
Yeah, back to Pritam.
Back to Pritam.
Yes. So, actually, you know, the weather probably is going to be really bad in Pritam.
Yeah.
Rainy and cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jordan, how do you stay positive throughout the year in Pritam?
Yeah, the weather in Pritam is not so good. So
do you have an umbrella with you all the time?
Always an umbrella.
Yeah.
But no, I look forward to the events getting around Europe, because the weather's always good. But no, I'm quite lucky. I get to use indoor facilities. So if it is raining, I can still hit balls, get on track, man, just to keep on top of everything and make sure I'm still hitting it good.
And you know, even if it's only like 15 degrees Celsius,
yeah,
you wear shorts, right?
Of course.
I've never seen you in long pants.
No, never.
Do you actually have some in your closet?
I do own two pairs of golf trousers, which I will probably wear from November through to February, or maybe March. I don't really feel the cold. So when we get to Europe, it's normally too warm, 28 Celsius, too hot for me.
Yeah.
Because in England, we're used to 10.
That's cool, Jordan. Thank you very much for the interview.
That's so okay.
Looking forward to seeing you in Munich.
Yeah,
and also in Burgwedel.
Yep.
There are going to be big battles and big bumps.
Big bumps.
Big bumps. Thank you very much, Jordan, and see ya.
See you guys. Bye-bye.